Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Brett Maga Show, and I feel like when you turn on the news, it is divide, divide, divide. It feels overwhelming at times. So one of the first things we always do on the show is kick off a story that brings faith back in humanity. And there's a good news story about a father and son bond over baseball that'll bring you to chills. It's one song away on the Brett Maga Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
All right, we're going to do some good news because I feel like we can all use it. When we're all divided over everything, it seems like, we also get divided over sports. No matter who you cheer for, we're all going to be Red Sox fans for a second. And I know that might be hard for some people,
yes,
whether you don't like the Red Sox or you don't like sports in general, like
mm-hmm.
AB. but there's a really cool bond that just shows you the bond of what baseball is. And as baseball season kind of comes to an end and we get ready for October baseball, playoff baseball. There is a father and son that I just love this story. The son recreated Fenway Park in his backyard of his dad's backyard because he is too ill to go to games anymore.
Oh, wow.
So they can watch games together like they used to going to Fenway.
That's awesome.
Dad is a huge, huge Red Sox fan, loves going to Fenway, which is a magical ballpark in itself. And so they recreated one of those memorable ballparks in baseball. It has recreated a Green Monster scoreboard, AstroTurf, an original Fenway seating. And so it feels like they're actually sitting in Fenway while they're watching the games together. And I just want to get chills because those are the type of memories and moments that you do kind of like pull on as your end of your life. Like those moments you went to the games together with
right.
father and son. And you want to try to enjoy those moments. And so they're going to sit in that backyard and feel like they're back in Fenway. And he's probably going to feel like a five-year-old again. Like you look down, you see him when there's a little hat on. And I'm hoping that's the feeling that dad gets. It's like, that's my little boy watching a baseball game at Fenway.
And the beer will be cheaper, too.
The, so beer, will be, the beer will be cheaper.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. You got to choose one. You'd rather always have to wear heavy boots, so you got some shoe coverage, but they're extremely heavy that you have to log around, or you are not able to wear shoes ever. You got to go barefoot everywhere you go.
Ooh.
So you got to think about what you're stepping in, if it's gross, if it's cold out, if it's raining, accessorize, or you have to be wearing these heavy, ugly boots all the time, Jim.
God, I hate both of those. I'll tell you why. Heavy boots make my ankles hurt.
Yeah.
Bare feet, I can't handle like rocks and such. I would hope that after a while, your feet would become kind of numb to that, like the cavemen.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
That would be my thought process. But because I've got sensitive feet, I'm going with the heavy boots.
You got sensitive feet. Look at this. He's a sensitive man with sensitive feet.
Right.
I have to go with the heavy boots, too, because I do think you'd get used to it after a while.
No, you get used to not wearing shoes.
No,
I don't know, man.
Then you're
going to
be stepping on nails and who knows what.
Yeah, and after a time, man, your quads would be huge.
I know. I'm too lazy. You can't be like, you can't run with them. You can't do anything. I am guilty of not wearing shoes often, like in the backyard when I'm playing with my kids, not wearing shoes, going on walks, not wearing shoes. I think you just get used to the freedom of not being wearing shoes. It's
know,
like going
man.
Braless. It just, it is. I know what it's like
Nothing
to go
beats
braless.
That.
I know what it's like to be braless. It's the same with being shoeless. It is the freedom that you get.
Shoeless Brett Megan.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
On the Brett Megan Show, we keep it moving through trendy stories. We know life is busy, so I read headlines, and Hannah either tells me headline's good enough, or she'll ask for more details, and we'll say give you as many details on stories as Hannah says yes to in 2 minutes. Top life hacks. Don't knock it till you try it.
What are they? I need them.
Frozen towels. Like people
what?
Say you put a towel, a wet towel, throw it in the freezer, cool it down for your neck, your back of your neck, and you get hot out. It seems like a silly thing to do to have your towels in the freezer, but you'll love it. Heating towels, like, you know, like use a heating towel to reheat like meat, pizza, microwave, put a wet towel in the microwave.
What?
Yep. But paper
who knew that towels were the move for everything?
Yes.
Homemade takeout after making burgers or sandwiches wrapped up in wrapping foil like our deli meat, and it marinates the food and it kind of feels like you're having takeout. Cheez-Its in soup instead of crackers.
Ooh, I feel like that'd be really good.
Freezing grapes is another one. Putting toothpaste on mosquito bites. They'll instantly disappear. And the last one is using scissors to cut up pizza, especially for your kids.
Okay,
kids
I honestly think all those would be great.
Darth Vader's lightsaber
Keep
auction.
Keep it moving. Sorry, Kevin.
Oh no,
this could be the next big thing. Stretchy yogurt.
No, I'm scared. Keep it moving.
It does sound really, really weird. It's one of those weird food trends that people
like. Yeah,
I'm scared. And I'm always like, I don't think I could do it. Okay, who are the four finalists in the running for sexiest country music star?
Ooh, who?
You love country music, do you?
I do.
You want to throw out some names that you think would be sexy?
Riley Green?
Riley Green's top four. Your boyfriend looks just like him.
Knew it.
Cody Johnson.
Really?
Shaboozy.
He's so short.
Shaboozy and Warren Ziders.
Oh, okay.
Those are the top four sexiest country stars.
Quite surprised.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's actually out sick today, so it's going to be AB's homeschool. Mm-hmm. You ready to take over the school?
Last time I won.
That's true, you did win.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, are you ready to play against AB today?
Yes, I am.
All right. Wow, they're good here.
He seems confident.
He's like, finally, I get to go against AB. All right, AB, you leave the room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
I'm going to ask AB 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask Aaron 5 pop culture questions. Whoever gets more right will get the win. A tie does go towards AB because she's closer friends with Hannah. Is that cool, Aaron?
Yes, I know the rules.
All right, here we go. Jimmy Kimmel returned to his ABC talk show. He used to star in a TV show with Adam Carolla. What was that show called?
The Man Show.
Boom. Hey. Lin-Manuel stepped in for James Vanderbeek for a reunion show to benefit cancer for what late 90s TV show?
It's Dawson's Creek, but I think AB might want to say One Tree Hill.
Oh, you think you're making predictions what she's going to say? Okay. Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote and starred in what Broadway show about one of our founding fathers?
Hamilton.
Okay. Baywatch is getting a reboot. Who starred in the original Baywatch as Mitch Buchanan?
It's
okay.
Do you want to phone a friend?
He's 3 for 3. How many do you want to give her? Kevin wants to answer this one.
That's right. He did.
But I need an answer.
That's right.
Oh, man. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, okay. No, you don't hassle the Hoff. David Hasselhoff.
Travis Kelce's mom says she can't wait for Travis and Taylor to have kids. What is her name? What is Travis and Jason's mom's name?
Stacy.
3 out of 5. You came on strong. Missed the last two questions. We'll see if AB knows anything about Baywatch or the Kelces when she gets to play Hannah's Homeschool next in 3 minutes.
Hannah's Homeschool. Hannah's Homeschool.
We've taken over the school here on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah is out sick, so AB has stepped in and is running the place.
Yep.
Sit on the desk like principal.
I'm ready.
All right. So AB is playing Hannah's Homeschool. It's a pop culture quiz game. Aaron, who has played against Hannah many times, finally gets his shot and crack at AB. How you feeling about how you just did answering those 5 pop culture questions, Aaron?
Not very good.
Oh.
Aaron, tell her how you did.
I got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Okay.
Came on strong in the beginning.
That's
I will say
still
this.
Not bad.
Aaron was predicting some of the answers you were going to give while you were gone.
Right.
Oh,
you
no. know.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture questions. Tie goes towards Hannah. The record, don't screw it up for. What is the name of the show Jimmy Kimmel used to star in with Adam Carolla? Just returned to his late night talk show. What show did he used to star in with Adam Carolla?
Girls?
It's called
no,
Girls?
No,
it's actually
total,
the opposite.
Total opposite.
Boys?
No.
Men?
Yes.
The Man Show.
The Man Show.
One. See, we're in the game, Aaron. This is what Aaron predicted your answer. Let's see if he is correct. Lin-Manuel Miranda stepped in for James Vanderbeek for a reunion show to benefit cancer for what late 90s TV show?
Dawson's Creek.
Aaron, what did you think she was going to say?
One Tree Hill.
No.
Yeah. That would have made sense, too. All
right. But anything with Lin-Manuel Miranda, AB is locked in and we know what he's doing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So we're back in the game. Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote and starred in what Broadway show about
Hamilton?
All right, so you got to get one of these two questions left to win. And I'm sure you were a big Baywatch fan back in the day. Baywatch is getting a reboot. Who starred in the original Baywatch as Mitch Buchanan? Aaron missed this question.
I don't know how many there's been, but Zac Efron was in one of them.
Yes,
he was in the movie. Yes,
not in the original.
But he wasn't, he wasn't Mitch Buchanan in that. That was The Rock.
Yeah,
he's all I got.
No, David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know who that is.
Oh, you don't?
My God,
well,
he was
not
in
from
that
Germany.
Baywatch. Yeah, he was in that Baywatch.
Yes.
All right, 2 out of 4. You need this for a tie,
okay?
Or you lose for Hannah. Travis Kelce's mom says she cannot wait for Travis and Taylor to have kids. What is her name? What is Travis and Jason's mom's name?
Donna, right?
Donna for the win!
I only know that because she's going to be in Traitors.
Yeah.
And I saw the cast list and I was like, oh, Donna.
Donna. Well, there you go. Aaron, you were so close.
So close.
But you didn't get the win.
I got schooled.
Yeah. Aaron, you got to say it. This is Aaron. I got schooled by AB.
Hey, this is Aaron. I got schooled by AB.
Yeah, it's not a good, actually.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Megamind.
It's the Brett Maga Show, Megamind Question. See if you can figure it out. The average mother spends 153 hours a year doing what?
My gosh, that's a ton. I'm going to say cleaning.
Cleaning. Mom's always cleaning.
Yep.
Kevin.
I think it's taking kids to and from school activities.
Oh, like chauffeuring
Uber
around.
Driver action.
Yep.
I'm going to say laundry.
Man, great answers. Moms do it all. Someone got it right. It is either chauffeuring kids around, doing laundry, or what was your answer, Hannah? Because it's not correct.
Yeah, clearly. Cleaning.
Cleaning.
Cleaning, which could count as laundry. Oh, please. Just saying.
Well, maybe it's not AB, too. We'll find out if Kevin got it right next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. The average mother spends 150 hours a year doing this. Hannah's guess was?
I said laundry.
Was it correct?
So, wow.
All right.
You didn't say, would you just say laundry now? You said cleaning.
Wait, that was my guess.
Yeah, you just stole their guess.
Kidding. Sorry.
I said laundry.
It's all the NyQuil hitting me.
I was like, wait a minute. You just took AB's guess. Because I said somebody got it correct. It's either Kevin or AB. And Hannah's trying to take AB's guess. Well, you stole the wrong person's because it was Kevin who had it correct.
Wow, with chauffeuring your kids
around? Yeah, average mom spends 153 hours in the car driving their kids to school, to soccer practice, to dance, whatever it is. Mama's in the car driving the kids around. What is the most amount of money you spent on the side that you didn't tell your significant other about? We'll tell you about that in 3 minutes on the Brett Maga Show. What is the most amount of money that you spent without telling your significant other? 855-444-MEGA. So the number to call us if you've ever spent money or your significant other ever spent money on the side and you had no idea, you were just left in the dark and they came home with a boat. 855-444-6342. I think this is crazy. I don't think anyone's going to call in with more than $100, $200. People are sharing online, like a Reddit thread, Twitter thread, you know, on social media, things that their significant other spent without telling them. And some of the things on there are, my husband bought a boat and never told me, just came home, was like at a boat show, and was like, honey, we have a new boat. I'm like, that is crazy to me. There's no way.
I mean, I wasn't dating anybody at the time I did this, but when I bought my brand new Jeep, I didn't tell anybody I was doing it. Like, I didn't ask my family, like, hey, is this a good idea? I just did it.
That was also in there, too. People bought cars.
Wow.
There's no way. I'm like, I don't think I honestly think that I wouldn't spend, like, my max would be $50. I wouldn't spend $100.
No way.
Yeah.
$100 is stupid. We could spend $100 at the grocery store.
We do like bills together. I don't know. Like, I don't think I would spend a significant amount of money without telling a significant other.
My max would be $1,000.
$1,000?
I would not spend $1,000 without telling
If I'm sharing.
There's no way. I would never.
I have my own account. I'm spending whatever I want to spend. If we have a shared account, I think $1,000 is
no way. That Kevin, do you?
I don't like this conversation at all. Primarily because Sarah and I share an account, and I do spend like $150 or something.
He's
like
scratching
that.
Scratching his neck.
He's all nervous.
I'm a little nervous about it because my wife always finds out though. Like now she goes through and she's like, "Hey, what was this for?" Well,
that's why I would never do it because it just leads to this awkward conversation, and I have like a spending guilt. Like I can't spend, I don't like buying anything personally. And so then like, I always feel guilty. Like, oh, I shouldn't have gotten that. But
see, I don't. And that's my
problem.
You don't?
Oh, wow.
You know, because it's
so interesting.
It's one of those things where it's like, look, my happiness should also be your happiness, right?
Exactly, Kev.
Yeah,
you work hard, so why don't you get to spend the money that you want?
Because my wife makes more money than me and she controls the finances. And she controls the mood in the house.
So live free. Buy the toy.
I think $1,000 is crazy. That you would never. I don't. Is there?
I think $100 is stupid.
If you're married, where is your limit? That's a good question. Where is your limit where you're like, you know what? I probably should ask my wife about this. I should ask my husband. Is it $100? Is it $1,000? Where is that? Like, okay, this is where we need to reach out for help. And what's the most you've ever overextended yourself? You're like, oh my God, I cannot believe I just bought this. What did you get? 855 444 6342. Give us a call at 855-444-MEGA. We want to hear your calls on this on the Brett Mega Show. It is the Brett Mega Show. What is the most amount of money that you would spend before you go like, you know what, I should probably reach out to my significant other? And who has spent the most amount of money without acknowledging your significant other? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Your guys is Hannah and AB. Your guys is number with $1,000. Mm-hmm. I think that's crazy. If some, my wife like spent like $800, and I just saw $800 on the count. I'm like, yeah, woo, woo, woo. I'm like, we're homeless. And you got a text message about that?
Yeah, we got a text saying, Hannah and AB, when you get married or have a serious relationship with bills, you'll see that it's super unhealthy to spend a lot of money without talking to your significant other. Especially with kids, it's just respect and will lead you to a stronger marriage.
Kevin?
Yes, I need to talk to my wife.
$100? I listen to my wife more.
Yeah, but it adds up. It's 100 here, it's 100 there, and it's always on the card. Now, in my defense, I do replenish it by selling stuff on eBay, my side hustle. However, it's never soon enough. It's never enough to really cover the full
amount. And I just personally think $100 is a lot of money. Like, times are tough. Like, someone handed me a $100 bill right now, I'd feel great about myself. Like, woo, I'm rich.
$100 can be like just getting your nails done, though, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
To ask if that's okay?
That is crazy to get your nails done for $100. That's how much it costs to get your nails done?
It depends on the day, honestly. They switch it up a lot.
They do.
They're sketchy over there.
That's crazy.
You never know.
Kevin said he can relate. Like, you're wife, she'll be spending, huh, Kevin?
Oh, I mean, it's nonstop. I mean, she buys a ridiculous amount of clothes.
Okay, so like one outing, she goes out, walks into a store, comes out, and how much does she spend?
I mean, she spent $500 one time.
I mean,
thank you so much for the call.
If the sales are sales, then yeah.
Girls say, hey, that's within our like spending limits here.
Girl,
he should feel lucky that there wasn't this person. What did they get on the text line?
We got a text saying, a long time ago, my brother bought a motorcycle without telling his wife, and then he told her that he won it in a raffle. Safe to say, they're not married anymore.
Oh, he lied about it? That was a raffle. Like, she checks the account.
It was a $8,000 ticket to pay in this raffle, huh?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. But that's nothing compared to Angie. Angie, how much spending happened without talking to the significant other?
So my husband brought home a $100,000 car without any knowledge of the purchase. I felt like it was inevitable. He was looking at the car like online. He drove by there once. So it was only going to be a matter of time, but it wasn't a conversation, which I'm okay with. My husband makes a significant more amount of money than I do, and he works very hard. So if he wants to treat himself and buy the car, buy the car.
What does he do that he can just... I want to just walk by a $100,000 car and then be able to just...
Play.
You know what? I feel like when I treat myself, it's a cookie at the American Cookie Factory. This guy's like, you know what? This car looks cool. I should do it.
Good for him.
Yeah. And does he need a like a side piece? Because I'm available. Thank you so much for the call, Angie. Debbie, though, your significant other bought what?
Well, first he bought boat. He is a fisherman, so he would buy a boat, and it would just come home.
It just came home with me. I just found this boat, honey. Like it just came
it's
with
on
me.
On the side of the road. It fit my hitch, so I took it.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
But then he was down at the lake fishing with a buddy and came home and told me that he bought a house.
Oh, bought a house on the lake, right?
Bought a house.
He bought a lake house? Lake,
yes. On a lake house. So I'm talking to the friend and I'm going, so what does this house look like? You know, oh my gosh, I don't believe he did this. Oh, the dock is really great.
Good for my boat. Good for that boat I bought that other time and I thought I'd tell you.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm really more concerned about does it have a bedroom? We've got three kids, you know.
But, wow. Dude bought a house without talking to his wife.
Dude bought a house.
Thank you for the call. Maybe your $1,000 isn't so crazy after all, guys.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Big congratulations. congratulations are in order for Rihanna and A$AP Rocky as they welcome their baby girl, Rocky, spelled with an I, R-O-C-K-I. So this is actually Rihanna's third baby, and the baby, Rocky, was actually born on September 13th, but Rihanna, like, just shared this news with us via Instagram. And I love that Rihanna and A$AP Rocky got to keep this news private for some time.
Yeah.
And it feels like they got to share this news like when they wanted to, which is amazing because when you're two massively successful like superstars, usually it's like pretty hard to keep stuff private. So I love that like they were the ones to choose when to announce this news, and I love everything about it. She posted different pictures, like holding the baby girl, Rocky, totally decked out in pink. You can just feel the love, and I'm so happy for them.
I love the name. Rocky is adorable.
Yes.
And the other thing with Rihanna is that I do love is Rihanna's kind of paved her own path to be a successful woman and have a family,
yeah,
which I think is really, really hard for women in the entertainment industry to do. There's so much pressure to be creating music or creating a business. She has a very successful business. She's like a billionaire.
Yeah,
and then also has three kids and has done it her own way the entire time. So congratulations, Rihanna.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
This wedding is days away. It's crunch time. Actually, the bride is in town.
She
we
is.
We can feel our presence.
She's here.
So, yeah, the bride just arrived in town. One of AB's closest friends, like a friend that you basically, since childhood, right?
Yes. Grew up with her.
Yeah. Grew up with her. AB is the maid of honor, and she's arrived back into town because she's, you know, moved out and is back into the hometown now in the area where you guys grew up again. You could feel the energy. The wedding energy is here. Do we have a maid of honor speech?
We have a speech.
Yeah. Shut up!
Good!
Okay, so AB had told us the other day that she was nervous about writing this speech. Public speaking is not really her thing. Given her job,
kind of
a weird thing, but hey, whatever. And so writing the speech was something that was nerve-wracking, but you were waiting for inspiration to strike. Your dad and you know, your big brother over here had suggested just write the things that you know about her, put it in ChatGPT, and look for inspiration. You said, inspiration will strike me. And I said,
yes.
You better hope by Saturday.
I know. I was like, inspiration better strike me. Otherwise, I'm going to have to succumb to ChatGPT. I did not succumb to ChatGPT.
Shut up. You used it.
I was at Bible study last night, and inspiration just like hit me in the middle of it. And I like scribbled the entire thing in my church notebook.
Really?
What?
Like sitting there, like at like just sitting there?
Yes.
In public?
I wrote the whole thing.
Really?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Like, so.
Did you pick up on anything in Bible study? Here and there. Yeah.
Yeah, right? That's funny. So what happened? What was like this inspiration? Something they said? Or all of a sudden the speech just like unfolded? Or, like,
it just happened. I don't know.
That is
I feel like
crazy.
That's just AB's life. Anytime we ask her questions, she's like, I don't know, it just happened. But that's like, we do thank you letters on the show every like Thanksgiving week. And remember last year, I kept being like, I haven't written mine. And then literally the day before I was supposed to do it on air, I was on my way home from work and it just hit me and I wrote the whole thing in my car and it was about Brett.
Yeah, I was like, tell everyone who it was about. Get to that part.
Rewind it. I knew that once the inspiration hit me, I'd be fine. I was just waiting for it to hit and it happened.
I actually think inspiration has just hit me. You should read my thank you letter about me at the wedding.
Like, yeah, there you go. Just like put her name instead of yours. Yeah.
I know this is about you know, London and her husband, but I really want to tell you about.
I wouldn't be here without Brett.
Let me tell you about Brett, guys. So how are you? So you seem content because I like remember I had like, you know, written a best man speech, you know, a time or two and wrote it for my brother, and I felt like it's not going to live up to the hype. I always felt insecure about it. But you seem like very like, this is it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
I feel pretty confident, but really? Obviously I'm still nervous because I haven't even been to that many weddings or heard that many speeches. So I'm like, did I even do this thing right?
There's a swagger about you.
Yeah. There is.
There's a relief.
I'm very relieved.
Look at that.
Yes.
I've practiced it a million times. I basically have it memorized.
Oh, really?
Good. Yeah.
I was going to ask you, so are you going to bring up note cards? You bringing up the notebook because you
scribbled
it down?
I'm going to bring up my phone. I went through and I typed it all up after the fact, so I'm going to bring up my phone just to like have the talking points.
Can you give us a little part of it?
London, if you're listening, tune off. And her whole family listens too, so go away. I'm going to talk about how the only time I have ever really gotten in trouble for talking in my entire life was with London. And it was in our dance class senior year, and it's a core memory for me because I'd never really gotten in trouble before. And so it's just like ingrained in my brain, even though for her, she probably doesn't remember it because she was always getting in trouble for talking.
She's your troublemaker friend?
Yes. Yeah. And our dance teacher like turned around in front of the entire class and was like, girls, be quiet. It can't be that important. And then I kind of start talking about how it's funny because it was probably not that important at all. Like we were in high school. What was so important that we couldn't wait an hour to talk about? But everything back then felt so big to us. And I kind of wrap up that part by saying, you've been there for me through the big stuff in my life, the small stuff in my life, and the small stuff that felt big.
Ooh,
that line hit. That line gave me chills. Yeah.
That was good. No ChatGPT help with that.
I seriously have not put a single thing into ChatGPT, and I'm very proud of myself.
That's good. Thank you.
First off, you don't need to apologize for ChatGPT. It can help you. Secondly, if I had lines like that, I'd have a little swagger to it.
You should feel confident. That was great.
I cannot wait. So it's going to be this weekend, so we'll have to recap it after this weekend to hear how it went, or if your phone died and you're like, I don't remember the speech. What was the
line
just again?
Or I call you in the middle of your speech, and you're like, Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We're super, super excited. And then again, if you need a fallback plan, just go on and on about me.
Have that letter in your back pocket.
Right.
Speaking about me, I think I'm insecure about wearing a hat. And this seems silly, but let me explain in 3 minutes. Guys, I felt like such a tool yesterday. It's the Brett Mega Show. So yesterday I had a play date with my son. And get to meet all these like moms at a park and stuff like that. And it's because of what I was wearing. It made me feel like such a tool. I am someone who, this is going to sound weird, I do struggle with like self-promotion. I'm like awkward with it. I'm not really comfortable with it. It's probably one of those weird insecurities of mine. Even though I do a radio show that is very public. We were just joking around about AB being, you know, public about public speaking. Mm-hmm. And the show is called The Brett Mega Show. Nothing about that is like comfortable. Nothing about that is natural for me. It's even weird for me to say the Brett Mega Show all the time. And it's because I'm always trying to promote other people in my life. And it's probably something that's been a detriment to me in my career, since we live in a world, in an entertainment world, where it's a lot about self-promotion. Like, even when we do photo shoots, Hannah is like, I'll be standing off to the side. Like, oh, Hannah's like, Brett, get in the middle.
Yeah.
And I'll be like,
we do always have to tell you that. I'm like, why are you on the side? This is your show. Get in the middle.
Brett is the most awkward person ever when it comes to this type of stuff.
Yes. And so I do need to do a better job of that. But I got a new hat that has like the Brett Mega Show kind of logo on it. It has BMS on it. And I really like the hat. I bought it and it was cool. And it's got like a black brim, white hat. And I'm like, so I was wearing it. And then I went to go to this play date with all these people. And the hat did what it's supposed to do. People realized, what is BMS? Mm-hmm. And then I had to say, and I felt like such a D-bag, I'd be honest. I'm like, it's my radio show. It's the Brett Mega Show. And they're like, oh. And I'm like, who wears a hat with their name on it?
Yeah, I feel like for you, it hits different. I love wearing Brett Mega Show stuff. I love when people, you know, recognize it, or they want apparel themselves, but it's not saying the Hannah Gibbs Show. I could see how for you it's weird because it's your name on your own apparel.
It feels so narcissistic, but like you're supposed to, but like promote it. And I am proud of what we do and what we've accomplished and what the show symbolizes, but I am so awkward about those things. And I literally thought to myself, like, if you think about it, because like sometimes humbling, I always think nobody listens to this show. And then we get ratings back and it's like, thank you for the people who listen to the show and appreciate the show. And I'm like, wow, people actually care about what we have to say, what we do. But like, if someone was like, it's the name of my podcast in my garage, you would probably like laugh at them, right? Like,
right.
I got a podcast, like, because everyone's got a podcast now. Like, cool, bro. Well, and so that's what I felt like. It's the name of my radio show. Like, cool radio show, bro.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, at first, my initial reaction is like, no, like, wear it proudly. Right. You know, you shouldn't be embarrassed at all. But now I'm thinking of one time I met Abby Lee Miller from Dance Moms at a Broadway show in New York. And she was wearing an Abby Lee Miller Dance Company sweatshirt. And everyone was kind of like, that's really weird that she's just wearing that out. So now I'm like, oh, wait. Yeah, I guess it is kind of weird. But it shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't be. It's kind of like that old thing. Okay, you remember when you used to run for office in school, like for class president?
Stuco.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like any of those things.
Kevin, they didn't let me do that because I was, you know, a troublemaker in school, but I hear you.
I always remember them saying, you know, well, you should vote for yourself because if you don't believe in yourself, who else will?
Oh.
So think about that, you know. Now, I could see you going, you know, what if they were like, oh, yeah, BMS. That's the, oh, yeah, I remember that. That's a Bethlehem Middle School. You know, that's where I went. You know, I mean, no. So you get to tell them, hey, it's the Brett Mega Show. It's a radio show. I'm Brett Mega. That's cool, man.
I do think you should be proud of it, but I am the most awkward person ever. And so now when I'm wearing this hat that I'm really proud of and I really like it, and I think the hat looks cool. I don't know. Do you think the hat looks cool? And then I'm like, I actually texted.
Yeah, it looks great.
I'm mad I don't have one.
I really like it.
You didn't ask me if I wanted one.
I texted Hannah, though, because Hannah said, Hannah took a picture of it, and I said, the hat looks okay, right? She didn't even respond.
That's awkward.
And I even said the word okay. Like, not even like good. I was like, the hell looks okay. Like, I am so insecure. I'm such a...
You did. You were so worried. I'm like, yes, I just posted a picture of it. It's good.
Does the hat look cool, guys?
Yes.
All right. Then I'm cool.
Yeah.
He's cool, guys.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.